Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese, live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. We've made it to another Friday. John Marks and Ike Reese. Hello, Ike.
Johnny Marks. Holla at your boy.
Well, it is a Friday, Memorial Day weekend, 1 week from today. Next week, we'll be at the Frank S. Farley Service Plaza. Free Toll Friday's back. Pete.
What?
Is Pete's going to pay your tolls on the Egg Harbor Toll Plaza next Friday, May 27th, from 5 to 6 p.m. We always enjoy being down there the broadcast. So if you're headed down between 2 and 6 next Friday, stop by and say hi.
Oh, man. And it's back. And, yeah, it's always a great time. It's like the opening to the summer.
Yep.
Right? It's Memorial Day weekend, so that's like, you know, kids will be getting out of school. If some of them aren't already out of school by that time, I know college kids are out of school by this time. So, yeah. It's always a fun time. It basically signifies that summer is here.
It is. It's here. And there's always the Monster energy drink. People are down there with cases and cases of Monster,
yeah.
And I go over and I steal cases.
It's a nice little festive atmosphere.
Yeah, free crab fries and things like that. So we'll see everybody next week. If you're not already coming down today. But Ike, a lot of people, we spent a lot of time on the Joel Embiid MVP conversation. And even I got revved up there back in the big fella, because that's how I felt at the time at the end of the regular season. And I still think it's a joke that Jokic got it over Embiid. But the city of Philadelphia made sure, they said, hey, if Joel Embiid's not going to be the MVP, we're going to make him the MVP. And they did it through a city county or a city council resolution. It's resolution 220428. It names Joel Embiid as the most valuable Philadelphian. It goes through this long resolution, and it says at the end, Joel Embiid has been a dedicated team member of the Philadelphia 76ers for years, has gained numerous accolades, and led the team through numerous games and tough battles on the way to victory. And Joel Embiid is deserving of the distinction of MVP. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Council of the City of Philadelphia that it is hereby celebrates Joel Embiid as MVP, Most Valuable Philadelphian. Well, there you go.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I think we all had the same reaction was, like, who came up with this?
Yeah, whose idea was this? Like, yeah, this can't be real.
Yeah, I thought it was a fake story.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, no, Anna Orso actually writes for the Inquirer, and that's a blue check mark, and she's saying this is a real story.
Yeah, I mean, I understand the sentiment and them wanting to reward our MVP and Joel Embiid, who is the rightful NBA MVP of the 21-22 season. He is. I don't care if Jokic has the award or not. Embiid is the rightful winner of that award, but we don't need to come up with an award. We don't need to do this. Yeah.
Because here's the thing. It's silly to begin with, and like I get it. You get the key to the city,
right?
Whatever. Like, you know what? Win a championship first. You want to get a key to the city. Mm-hmm. Don't lose in the second round of the playoffs again, and then sell your team out afterwards, or call out teammates afterwards again. Mm-hmm. They lost. I mean, I get, like, maybe this is something they cooked up before the playoffs started or when Jokic was named the MVP and they said, you know what, let's show this guy some love. When they lose,
or maybe it's something they cooked up after hearing us whine about it for weeks.
And trying to get some public saying, like, hey, good idea.
Well, I mean, we did whine about it for a while.
We did.
I mean, I was one of them, so.
Me too.
I mean, so they probably thought it was something that the fans would appreciate. But I think they just misread the whole situation. After a tough loss, again in the second round, no one's in the mood to be giving flowers out to anybody on the Sixers.
No.
Right
if,
now.
If they made the finals and they wanted to, right. to that'd be we'd be
it's
behind
different.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd be behind it. But as it stands,
I don't know if we'd be behind it then, but well, it certainly would feel a lot different than losing in the second round again.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah. Well, I mean, if we were having an MVP, an most valuable Philadelphian, it certainly wouldn't be Joel Embiid. And I am here today, Ike, to nominate Howie Roseman as the most valuable Philadelphian. And this
but
is
I got
this,
you, bro.
This is in the sports scene, right? Like, this is we're doing sports here, so there, I'm sure there's plenty of valuable police officers and doctors and teachers and all those good people. Oh. But as far as the realm of sports, mm-hmm. I don't even know how you would argue at this point that it's not Howie Roseman. And it's coming off of James Bradbury being signed, shores up the secondary, at least shores up the cornerback position to where it feels like this team now has a real shot. And if Jalen Hurts can make that step, who knows what this team can do this year. And I think Howie Roseman deserves a lot of this credit because he takes a lot of crap. When things go wrong and things have went wrong and he's taken crap, he has pivoted since Carson Wentz wanted to be traded. And we're, what, two years later, and this team is right back to where they should be in the playoffs again this year. And they really should win the division this year. So I would actually nominate Howie Roseman over Joel Embiid. Would you agree with that sentiment?
I mean, I guess it's convenient now to do that. I don't know if people would have said that a month and a half ago, that Howie Roseman was the most valuable player. And, you know, prior to the Sixers losing, it was clear that Embiid had the best year of any athlete in this town. That includes Bryce Harper, who actually won the MVP for a team that did not make the playoffs last year in the Philadelphia Phillies. I would agree. I would surmise that Joel Embiid had a better year than Bryce Harper had. As an individual player, because he actually led his team to the playoffs, dealing with the fact he lost his co-star and had to deal with a bunch of turmoil. So until he got his face broken, he was the clear-cut MVP of not only Philadelphia's choice, but a lot of players around the league and a lot of other analysts around the league. And they lose to Miami, and then that feeling goes away. I get it. Howie Roseman has made some tremendous moves since draft night. I thought up until draft night, it had been a relatively quiet offseason, even though they had signed Hassan Reddick. It didn't become clear to a lot of us that, oh, they're switching to a 3-4 until they showed interest in Jordan Davis. Because before then, Hassan Reddick would have seemed pointless to me.
It makes way more sense now. Yeah.
So that turns into a good signing. Kudos for that. They executed what they wanted to do in the draft. No problem with that. We all walked away loving the draft. And they filled the final hole that they needed to fill with James Bradbury taking advantage of somebody else's cap situation. Credit for that. You got to give him credit for that. So, you know, based on that, the timing, and that's what a lot of, you know, receiving awards or, you know, any sort of adulation in life, it's about timing when you do it. Is it at a time when people are certainly needed? Is it at a time when people are down about something and you help bring them back up? Yeah. Howie Roseman? Yeah. I don't think you'll get much argument about that. I think Howie Roseman is in everybody's good grace right now.
Seems like it. 215-592-9494.
Why wouldn't he be?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you could – the past is the past, and, like, that's there, and he's received criticism for that. The Jalen Reagor pick, yes. The Ortega Whiteside pick, yes. Some of the other things that we talk about a lot, but that's also, I mean, years have passed since then, and while he's made those mistakes, he's also made up for some of those mistakes with some other moves that he's made. You're never going to bat 1,000. You're never going to get every move right. And Howie had some moves there in a row where you're like, man, what is this guy doing? But he's definitely recovered. The Eagles are sitting pretty with some draft picks and draft capital going forward on top of what they had this year to where if Jalen Hurts doesn't end up being the guy and there's other options out there, whether it's a veteran quarterback or a chance to move up in the draft, or maybe Jalen Hurts is the guy. Now you have two first-round draft picks and a second going forward where you can use them on veteran players that you want to add to the team, draft picks that you want to add to the team. You really have a lot of options that are open. This team, the Eagles are positioned very well going forward. Now, a lot of that is how well does Jalen Hurts develop. And if Jalen Hurts doesn't develop to everybody's liking, then you're going to be back in the spot of, all right, then we got to find a quarterback or we're going to have to keep Jalen Hurts. But Howie has put them in the best position possible since Carson Wentz really kind of caught fire and they had to trade him. And we're 2 years later. Eagles, I mean, this feels real now. This feels like a team that really could win the NFC East and take that next step this year. So, I mean, like Howie Roseman Appreciation Day or whatever that we had a couple months ago, this dude really, like, he at least deserves Eagles fans saying, like, he did a good job. Like, you've done a good job. I know I didn't like him before, but I got to give him his due. He's done a good job.
Yep.
And Jack, I don't know if you're voting for him as the MVP, the most valuable Philadelphian, but he's certainly my nominee for today's show, Howie Roseman, over Joel Embiid.
Well, especially when you consider the body of work. I mean, he does have an actual, championship in his back pocket there. And it's crazy because hand up, I wanted the Eagles to lose out, so he got fired.
Oh.
What?
Good acknowledgement.
Oh, okay.
We're allowed. We're allowed to get more.
We're allowed to flip flop, right? You're right. Just go ahead and say it.
No, I don't care about flip flopping.
I'm saying you can't feel as strong as wanting somebody fired and all this other stuff, and then when they do something right, now all of a sudden you want to hoist them up.
He's done a very good job since
right.
then.
Right? Yes.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Me being out on Howie got the Eagles to where they are today. So, good job
That's
by
a
Howie.
Good point.
And like, listen. They're the most important team in the city. They're the most well-functioning franchise in the city at this point. He is ahead of that. All the leaks have stopped. They've drafted well in the last 2 years. They've built a roster that can legitimately compete for the division in a year, which is something that no one thought was possible a year ago. He has to find the right quarterback. That's really the main thing. But other than that, he's the most valuable Philadelphian.
Well, hold on. Let's as usual, I got to always keep things in perspective around here. you throw out there where nobody thought he could rebuild a roster. Yeah, you can. It's the NFL. It's not baseball and basketball. Yeah, you can. You can rebuild a roster in a year. I see it done every year. So.
Well, then go. But them actually having blue chip talent. Like, I didn't think they had blue chip talent.
All it requires. Yeah, what do you think I've been yelling about all offseason when you was yelling lose games?
Slow build.
Yeah, that's what I was yelling. Go get blue chip talent. And he did it by going to get guys that are available through free agency or through the draft. I mean, through trades.
Yep.
That's what he was able to go do. Wasn't he went and drafted a whole bunch of players and this, that, and the other and turned the team around? He did what he does best. He saw opportunities and he cashed in on them. Yes. Yes. I'm glad he did it, just like he was trying to get a quarterback earlier in the offseason. Yes, I'm glad he did it. Howie knows this. You know, all these people that wanted the slow build, right? I heard a lot of that back in February and March. Oh, we don't need this. You don't win with wide receivers. You don't need to do this. We don't need to win next year. Just keep watching the team develop, and we'll get our quarterback next year. Now we're going to the damn Super Bowl. I love it.
From the slow build.
Yeah, I love it.
Let's go.
I love it. No, I listen, I love the fact that everybody can be happy about the squad and everybody's feeling good about the squad. I just wonder, can we as a fan base handle that?
Let me check.
Hey, we usually can't. We usually got to find something to complain about.
And Howie has shown 2017, right? Like, think about, like, I remember the 2016 offseason going into the 2017 season, and all I could think was, you got to give Carson Wentz talent to put around him. He's not going to be able to develop with Bryce Treggs and whatever other slop you put out there. And you know what he did? He didn't say, well, we're going to draft young receivers to build with Carson Wentz. He went out and he got veteran wide receivers that could play right away. He got other veterans that could come in, similar to what he's done this year.
Yeah, you don't win with a $100 million wide receiver. You don't give a receiver that much money.
Well, there was also a lot of you can't build a team if you trade for Russell Wilson. You don't want Russell Wilson.
Yeah. Like,
you need to
me?
Develop. My butt.
I'm glad the Eagles did what they've been doing. And the good thing is, the one thing I will give Howie a lot of credit for is being patient and sitting back and allowing things to develop. Because we can become impatient. I had become impatient. I thought all the talent had dried up. You know, I was certainly in on every rumor that was out there about a wide receiver that could be available. Yeah, I wanted DK Metcalf. I wanted Deebo Samuel. Yeah, I wanted AJ Brown. Yep. Every time somebody became available or disgruntled or whatever, yep, Howie, go get him. Go get him, because that's what we need. The team was devoid of blue chip players. You said it best. We talked about this in February and March. Man, look at this team. Yeah, there's some good young players, Devontae, but like who are we really excited about when you watch the Eagles play? Like, you're trying to talk yourself. I had people saying Quez Watkins. We were trying to really sell ourselves on Quez Watkins. No, he's going to be a nice number three wide receiver. Yes, number three.
Zach Pascal, he's a veteran.
Oh, man.
No, in the mocking, by the way, the mocking that I received from people when I was after Tyreek Hill was traded to Miami, and the people are like, but you shut up.
Yeah.
Like, you really want Tyreek Hill. This team's not getting Tyreek Hill. You're damn right I want the best playmaker in the in the NFL.
In football, yes.
Yes, I do. Yeah, and I would pay him $73 million over three years. Yes, I would. And then they get A.J. Brown, everybody's happy. So, yeah, so they did exactly what you didn't want them to do, but it is what you wanted them to do. You just didn't know it.
Exactly.
That's why Howie's my MVP. And it's not Joel Embiid. It's not Doc either.
I'm going to tell you, Howie doesn't feel comfortable getting all this adulation, man.
So if
he works better under pressure.
You're right. He does. So when we have our next Howie Roseman Appreciation Day, we need to have Howie on to tab the honor, right? He probably wouldn't do that. All right, let's take a couple phone calls here. Let's go to Mark in Collegeville. What's up, Mark? How are you, buddy?
Johnny Marks, what's up, man?
What up?
What's up, Mike?
What's up, Mark?
Not much. All right, so Johnny Marks, we're going to paint a picture here. We'll see how excited we can get Ike, okay?
All right.
So try to think. The last time Howie made moves like this and had a great draft like this, didn't something special in the city happen?
What, the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I don't even remember that draft and say, who the hell did we draft in 17?
Barnett.
Oh, that was Derek Barnett. Okay.
And I love Derek Barnett.
It wasn't a great draft.
I don't know
though,
if that
it?
Was a great draft,
but,
though. Yeah.
The draft was okay.
Is that the Sidney Jones? Sidney
Jones draft? He picked up all these free agents.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Made the team
yep.
really, really good. And
yep.
look what happened. Maybe, I don't know, like, maybe we could be seeing maybe a repeat of 2017.
Quarterback's got to play like that quarterback played.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, you figure. Wentz did what he did technically in his second full year as a starter. This is Hurts' technically second full year as a starter. I mean, the moons are lining up.
Okay. I'll take it. I mean, listen, I'm not going to sit here and argue against it. I'm also not betting on it either.
Right.
I know. Yeah, but
stranger
I mean,
things have happened. Mark, yeah. Mark, what do you like? I have to stop at the quarterback because I think he can win a playoff game quarterback this year. I don't know if I see much more than that, but like still, that wouldn't be bad. Win a playoff.
Yeah,
game.
Can he win a game?
Yeah,
if a game unfolds like the Buffalo Kansas City game unfolded, can Jalen play in that game?
Hey, you know what? With the way things are shaping up, I'm gonna say anything is possible.
There you go.
All right.
All right, Mark. All right. Have a good weekend, man.
All right. I'm not going to douse everybody's positive feelings, but to your point, the quarterback, it does determine the level in which the team can climb.
Yep.
It just does. I mean, when Dak Prescott became a better quarterback, Dallas became a perennial playoff team.
Yep.
They became – now, that also coincided with them added a boatload of talent on that side of the football, but he still needed to play at a top 10, top 12 level.
Yeah.
Right? And he's been able to do that. I'll give him credit for that. He's been able to do that. I'm trying to think of some other teams where, you know, the quarterback, well, Cincinnati last year, Joe Burrow.
Cincinnati.
You saw what Joe Burrow did. That was a 10-win team. That wasn't even a great
win.
Yeah, but a great regular season team.
Nope.
But
made all the difference in the world.
But the level of play from the quarterback.
And Jamar Chase made some difference there, too. That could be A.J. Brown.
Now we got our own little Jamar Chase. Well, big Jamar Chase. He's bigger than Jamar Chase.
Let's be like, all right, they win the NFC East. Now they have a home playoff game.
Yeah.
But the likelihood is they could be playing the top wild card, one of the top wild card teams.
Sure.
They could have an equal or even better record than you do. So now, like, maybe you're playing – one of the teams in the
NFC
West.
It won't be a division winner. It's probably going to be a team out of the West. Yes,
yeah.
It's probably going to be a team out of the West.
So,
yeah, it could be either the Rams or the 49ers.
You could be playing a team that goes into the season being better than you or everybody thinks they're better than you. Can Jalen Hurts, even on his home field, erase what we saw last year with getting crushed by the Buccaneers and lead the team to a win? Right? Like, Jalen Hurts isn't going to puke on himself. I'm not worried that they're coming out this year and they're going to win six or seven games because Jalen Hurts forgot how to play football.
Right.
But there's also a certain ceiling that I see Jalen Hurts having, and that's what he needs to break through for me to feel different.
It will be interesting, though, to watch, and not just Jalen. I think watching Nick and watching Jonathan Gannon to a lesser degree, but he's over there on that side of the football, and we do pay attention to our defensive side of the football in this town. So he certainly won't go unnoticed in what his side of the ball is doing to contribute to wins or losses. But, man, Jalen, Nick Sirianni, not from a job security standpoint, but Nick Sirianni being given the level of talent that Howie Roseman has supplied him, that puts him under pressure as well. Yes. It's not the first season where, you know, you got a blank slate and we just want to watch you grow and see what happens. This city is going bonkers right now for this football team. And you know how we get, man. It's only May. By the time training camp rolls around here, man, it'll be nothing but Super Bowl predictions around here.
Slow build, you better win the Super Bowl.
Yes, you know that's where it's going to get to. Because by the time we get to the training camp into regular season, we will have talked ourselves, right or wrong, but we will have convinced ourselves the only team to really fear is Tampa Bay and the Rams.
And the Rams are coming off a Super Bowl. Who goes back to back?
Exactly. Nobody goes back to back. Yes.
And Rodgers is washed without Devontae Adams, so we don't have to worry about him.
Tom Brady, he's worried about a $38 million TV job he's going to have.
Yep.
And he doesn't have Antonio Brown.
Eagles might be favorites in the NFC.
See, I tell you.
We didn't need the training camp. You did it for me right now. It's May 20th.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, I'm there. I'm on a slow build. I'm kind of talking to myself right now that
started at 12. Wasn't your first one 12
wins?
I'm at
12, man.
You got to calm down.
The highest I'm going to get to is 14. No, 14-3 is the highest I'm going to get.
They're not winning 14 games.
Hey, man, listen.
Nine. They're just stay at nine.
I'm going to tell you why I think Jalen is going to be so much better this year. Because he's actually thrived.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
When he's had superior talent around him, I don't necessarily think he's a superior talent. It's good talent. I don't think he's a, in other words, I don't think he, we're listing 4-star, 3-star, 4-star, 5-star recruits. I wouldn't have him as a 5-star recruit.
But a 4.
He would be a 3 or 4-star recruit. But you put a 5-star receiver, put another 5-star receiver there. Now he's playing with guys that's going to make his job easier. Yeah. And so now it comes down to me, for him, execution, throwing with anticipation, and can he play from behind? And can they put the ball in his hands to throw it if they need to win a ball game late? Then Nick Sirianni gets all the pressure. Play design, play calling. That's where I thought Doug fell off at. as his years dwindled down.
As his coordinator.
Yeah, yeah. His play calling and that whole thing, the creativity, all of that, I didn't feel like he had it there. So now Nick Sirianni gets to open up his playbook a little bit more. Mm. We're not running the Oklahoma offense anymore.
Hopefully not. We better not be. All right, 2017 draft, ready?
Yeah.
Derek Barnett?
Okay.
Sidney Jones?
No.
Rasul? Who actually just signed a pretty big contract.
Much better now than he was. Although he wasn't terrible here, but he wasn't. That was a third-round pick, right?
Because he was.
That was a second or third-round pick.
It was a third-round pick. Schwartz was trying to use him in a man.
Yeah, well, and the funny thing is, I thought he was a safety, but he proved me wrong there. He went out to Green Bay and played corner pretty good.
He was the 99th pick overall, third round. Mac Hollins, who has actually developed into a nice
again,
player.
Away from
Miami.
Us, yes.
Yeah.
Well, he's out the Raiders now, I think.
Is he a Raider now?
I think so.
Pumphrey?
No, hell no.
Shelton Gibson?
No, hell no.
Nate Jerry?
Can Pumphrey make the USFL? I mean, you guys watch it. Do you think he could?
No.
I don't think so.
He was trying to get into that Alliance of American Football or whatever one of those other leagues. I think he was in that league before it folded.
Yeah, it's over.
Elijah Qualls?
No.
The only guy that's still with the Eagles and contributed at all was
Derek Barnett, yeah. One pick out of – and that was – that.
And I love Derek Barnett.
That's about, what, eight picks?
Yeah.
That's like eight picks.
That's a bad draft.
Yeah, it's a bad draft.
He was not the MVP. Well, he was because they won the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah.
215-592-9494.
And he recovered the fumble.
Marks and Reese. 215. He did? Derek Barnett?
Yeah.
He's the only player in football that could recover that fumble.
Never heard that. 215-592-9494.
Hey, man. He was the only player that night that could recover that ball, man. Mm.
Today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. It's that time of year to start thinking about dads and grads. Give dad the gift he wants, a Chickies and Pete's gift card, or let Chickies cater your graduation party. Chickies and Pete's has it all. Coming up, your phone calls. Have you finally forgiven Howie? Here's what I want, Mad Mike. I know you're out there listening. It's time to give Howie Roseman some credit.
Yeah, he
dude.
May be the only one who's still holding out against Howie.
Well.
Yes.
And if you're not, like, how do you not give him credit at this point? He's the most valuable Philadelphian, for sure, Howie Roseman. Marks and Reese, live from Chickies. Don't go anywhere. Hey, listen, let's talk about Mark's Jewelers for a second. And at that time of year, we just talked about dads and grads. Yeah, dads and grads. Get that special someone, the perfect gift for graduation or Father's Day at Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers features 25,000 square foot showroom, personal consultations, consultants, private booths, a bar. Yep, a bar. And, you can pick the right gift while relaxing. And I have, in particular, some great watches that I've gotten from Mark's Jewelers. So looking for a great gift for dad or the grad, Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. It's right off the Pennsylvania Turnpike. It is literally minutes from everywhere. You can shop online, marks-jewelers.com.
Do you have a roster? I realize it's not complete. There's still some things to do.
Definitely.
Do you have a roster right now that you think could compete for a championship?
Man, we're not getting into this in May.
We have to.
Don't do that.
It's all about this,
Howie. All I'm thinking about is how we can keep improving. We'll talk in September. Right. Angel, I'm going to tell you one more thing, man.
Yep.
You and I.
Yep.
You and I, right? Like, we've been together a long time.
Yes.
I'm not going to be perfect, but I got you, bro. I got you. I promise. I got you. Right? Right? You want the one? Oh,
yep.
I got you. I got you. Have a little faith. Have a little trust.
You have a little faith. Have a little trust.
Yeah.
We're back live from Chickies in South Philadelphia. Well, he told Angelo that, and that was before the Bradberry signing.
Mm-hmm.
Bradberry signs this week, and people are like, all right, now we're talking. And now there's talk of a possible trade with Jesse Bates.
Hey!
I don't know if I feel like that's going to happen, but I mean we can dream, man. Why not? Twitter.
Well, it's not going to happen unless you want to re-sign him.
Well, I guess that's why. Like I'm saying that. Yeah, he wants free agency money at this point. Otherwise, he can just keep the franchise tag and then have him for a year, which is not what you want to do.
Mm-mm.
So I mean,
because it's going to cost you a lot to get him.
Yeah, for this year it'd be great, but I think you need to allocate those funds to other spots on the roster. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Support the home team shop, Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, for the best selection of graduation presents in the area. Online, marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, we put it to a vote, and we have lots of votes so far. Who is more deserving of being named most valuable Philadelphian, Joel Embiid or Howie Roseman? And Howie's actually doing all right here, 42%. We need some of the other precincts to weigh in on this.
42% as in –
So it's most valuable Philadelphia. Joel Embiid's 57.7 and Howie's 42.3.
Wow. I'm actually surprised at that.
It's not a bad show.
Pretty good showing for Howie. If we did this in December, I think it would be 90.
Actually, I'm more surprised. I expected it to be the other way. I did. You know, it's easy to allow your emotions to dictate where you want to vote. And maybe many people aren't as mad at Joel Embiid as we may think about the way the series closed out.
Or are they still, they don't want to give Howie as, like, because what you're saying is you're saying he's more valuable than Joel Embiid, who should have been the MVP of the
right.
of the league. And they're saying, like, no, listen, Howie's done good to clean up his own mess, but he's not being named most valuable in the city.
Yeah, I mean, that could be it, too. Yep, that could be it, too. I would have thought, it's an emotional vote. Yeah, right now Howie's popularity is high. Everybody's excited about the team, that sort of thing. Disappointed at the way the Sixers season ended again in the second round. So I would have thought it would have been an easy Howie Roseman.
Gotcha. You know what?
Sort of vote.
Explaining it like that, you're right. Like, if there's ever going to be a time where people will overreact to Howie and be mad at Embiid, would be right now.
Yeah. So I'm a little surprised at that, okay?
We'll see what the people have to say. I agree. Scott Dallas is checking in. What's up, Scotty? How are you?
What's going on, guys?
Scott?
What's up, Scott?
Hey, I'm real pumped with what Howie's done. I kind of want to go over with you guys the remaining holes on the team that I think need to be filled. And I think one that's been a little bit under-talked about, the last few years, we got to get a good returner. It can't be Rager anymore. Like, he's costing us too many yards with not catching that damn ball and having to go back to, like, within the 5-yard line. We really need, because it seems like Rager's going to be on the roster likely because of that contract, like that 6th receiver spot that right now I guess is probably Greg Ward. That's got to be a guy who can return punts.
Britton Covey, the undrafted kid from Utah, is one of the contenders. Also, Kenny Gainwell, maybe, Ike, because this is something Ike's been saying for years. Remember when special teams used to be the strength of the team?
Yep.
You can't say that for a while.
No, it's been a while. No, seriously. And I like Gainwell. He needs to hold on to the ball a little bit more. He is more of a
punt returner.
Yeah, he's not a speed guy. Right, so he's not the speed guy. We're used to Sproles.
He's shifty.
Yeah, but he got a little thickness to him, though, so I kind of like that. He's more of a B. Mitch type of returner than he is somebody that's going to make a bunch of people miss or like a DeSean Jackson. He's not that type of returner. I think the kid out of Utah is just he's too small. Yeah, he's so small. My goodness. I'm not hating on the small people or short people, I'm just saying.
At least he played football my whole life. Last time they tried it with Jeremy Bloom, he was scared. Go ahead, Scott.
I would even look at that Devin Allen kid. I know a lot of people look at
him. Oh, yeah, the track runner, yeah.
Yeah, with the elite speeds, I mean, that's a guy who's beaten Olympic champion. It's like,
and
I
at least he's
like
played football. He's played football.
Yeah, I'm not even looking at him as a receiver. I'm like, try to make that guy a returner.
That's probably what the Eagles are looking at him as. I mean, that's probably how the Eagles view him as well.
And, Scott, he may be a practice squad guy to where they try to develop him if he's not ready to play right now. But, I mean, here's what it looks like they've done. They've given themselves some options to try to find something this year. But it's not a veteran option, but it's some options.
I didn't even realize until watching those 10 relays, I was like, oh, this isn't just a guy competing in the Olympics. He's actually a legit, top 3 runner. He's got some true speed.
All right, Scott. Appreciate it.
It's a lot different when you got 11 guys trying to knock your head off, though. Ain't nobody trying to knock his head off on that track. It's a lot different.
I wouldn't bet that he makes the team, but I what do I know? I
mean, yeah, like it's a shot in the dark.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they brought him in for his speed.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, so, you know, and again, he played football at Oregon, so it's not like he's a track runner trying to learn how to play football and has never been hit. Right. But there's a reason why he decided to go more towards track. Yeah, because that's probably where he was best suited. But we've seen with athletes, man, today, there is no door that's closed to these guys if you still have ability. And so many teams out there are so much more open-minded to the unconventional athlete. In other words, we don't have Jordan Mailata here unless you can think outside the box.
Yeah, I was just going to say when when I was talking about the sprinter was like, you know, I didn't, even after Jordan Mailata was here, there were a lot of people that were like,
yeah,
I'll never be able to be anything more than a backup. He's never played football before.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, look at the development.
Yeah.
So I mean, who the hell knows?
But they drafted him in the seventh round, and it took 2 or 3 years. They were patient with him. The difference is this kid is 27 years old.
Yeah.
So they're not going to wait 2 or 3 years for him to develop.
Britton Coveney, does he make the team this year, Jack? What do you think? I haven't seen him in person.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, they can't have a whole team of undrafted guys on the team.
I mean, their receiver room is actually deep. Some of these guys may be on the practice squad in case of an injury, but they're four deep. I mean, I don't even know who would I want off the like I wouldn't even want one of those guys because you're talking about
– We know the top three.
A.J., Devontae, Quiz, Jalen Reagor, and Zach Pascal. That's five.
So is Ward a guy that's on the practice squad and they bring him up in case of injury?
I don't even know if G-Ward can be on the practice squad, can he?
I don't know how it
– He's been in the league, what, since 19?
He's been in the league long enough to where he's a veteran now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
So, I mean, the receiver room, and it's a good thing. I like that. I hate the years. And no offense to Greg Ward or any of the other younger guys that's fighting to try to make a living in the league. I'm not trying to crush your dream. I'm speaking as a fan here that wants the best players on my roster. It's tough having to prop up young guys that are undrafted, that seemingly are only in the league because we can't pick receivers. So it takes me back to the days of when we had the Torrance Smalls and all those guys on the team. It's the only reason why James Thrash, love him, former teammate, but he had been cut. He was undrafted. He had been in Washington, been released, came here. It's the reason why you bounce around like that.
Right.
But it seemed like that's what our roster was littered with for the first 5 years of my career. So I'm like, man, if this is what the strength of our receiving core looks like, then we don't really have a receiving core.
No, it speaks to when it was announced that they signed Ward and before they got A.J. Brown, it was like, man, like you can't have Greg Ward as your fourth receiver on your team. I guess they signed Pascal after that or whatever. Mm-hmm. But that's what Zach Pascal should be, is like your veteran third or fourth
wide receiver. Yes, yes.
That's what he should be. Yep. Not before they trade for A.J. Brown, it's like, oh, well, he's your third receiver. Like, no, he shouldn't be. No, that's not good.
No, not when you're talking about.
With Quez as your second.
We're making a playoff run and this and that and the other, man. Look at some of these. We talk about the Rams receivers. Look at what Tampa had. When it's like, dude, we.
Yeah, 3,000 yard guys.
Yeah, look what Dallas had down there. Like, man, why are we stuck with the G Wards and those guys? Like, no, we gotta upgrade this. And I'm glad Howie realized that. Again, no offense to those younger guys. But, man, we're trying to advance what we want this team to be.
Damn right.
Man, you got to do that with blue chip guys.
Let's go to Mike in Norristown. Mike, how are you, buddy? What's up?
What's going on, guys? How's it going?
All right.
What's up, Mike?
Yeah, Howie's still a turd in my book. I mean, I'll never forgive him for passing up on Jefferson. I can't really say on Metcalf because everybody passed on him. This is the best draft I think he's had. So I still think he needs to have a solid draft next year and the year after to actually get that, you know, I trust in him fully. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's back-to-back good drafts.
Two
right?
drafts that he needs, two more. So that'd be four straight great drafts, like that Mike from the Irish. I mean, you called him a turd. Don't you think that's a little strong?
Oh, that's way too strong.
Hell no, he passed on Metcalf, man. Jefferson, if we had Jefferson right now with A.J. Brown.
Yeah, it was a mistake.
Come on, man. Is Jefferson better than Reagor?
Yes, 5-4.
Mike, this isn't a Sam Bowie over Michael Jordan situation, all right? Yeah, I mean, it hurts that you didn't take Jefferson. It's a huge miss. It's a huge miss. But, like, all right, he did have a Super Bowl before that, and he did reposition the team. Come on, man.
I got you,
give
bro.
Him a little bit of a break.
Let's see, halfway through the season now, you got. I guarantee you guys are talking trash on him at least halfway through the season.
You think the team's not going to be good this year?
I think the team's going to be decent. Yeah, I do. But he's going to do something stupid. Give it time. He's going to do something dumb.
No, hold on. I don't know how much, but we still need a safety. But
he's done his job.
Yeah, he's done most of his job already. Yeah, now it's up to the coach and the quarterback to make him look good.
And he wasn't ever going to give it up to Howie.
Come on, man.
It's fine. Just give him a little bit of credit.
It's Howie Roseman Appreciation Day, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, we haven't officially put that on the books yet, but I'm ready. It does feel like that's what this is.
This is a preseason game for that, yes.
We do have to do it before the start of the season. Because that's remember when
the season
last...
starts, then it goes down the drain because they could start off slow.
Right, exactly. So that's why the last Howie Roseman Appreciation Day that I called mm-hmm. was before the playoff game. And I acknowledged because I didn't know what was going to happen in the playoff game, so if we don't do this now, we may not have the Howie Roseman Appreciation. And we wouldn't have after the playoff game. But now, after the draft and free agency, we can now have it again, I believe, going forward. OG Wade would sign up. He'd probably come in studio for the Howie Roseman Appreciation Day. OG Wade, how are you?
What's up, man? I'm doing good. What's happening?
OG?
Wade, do you believe that Joel Embiid should have been named the MVP, the most valuable Philadelphian?
Hell no. No, not even close. You know what I'm saying? You got to – well, when you're weighing things out, you got to look at – well, you're saying the player or – like I'm saying about the Howie and Joel Embiid thing.
Right.
Howie is that guy because Howie at least brought us a championship. Joel Embiid ain't brought us a championship. He can't even get us out of the damn second round. So how the hell is you going to put him over a guy that's been in the playoffs way more than Embiid's been in the playoffs and brought you a championship? So that's not even a close little thing to do. You
it's
know what
not.
I mean? He's not the one. So we're going to move on from that. But listen, Brenton Covey should make this team primarily because we have not had a punt returner or a kick returner in years. He's also that scat guy, that little slot guy that can't nobody guard because he's so small and so quick. Even corners can't stay with him. So he would give every defense a fit. So knowing that he has that ability, I would take Ward and cut him. You know, not that I don't like Ward, but I'm just saying – look at Ward's upside and look at his,
Well, Ward's been here, what, 4 years now? Yeah, he's been here 4 years. Yeah.
He's been a professional, and he's done a good job in his role. But when your team grows.
What we actually could get out of Covey is way more than what we've gotten out of Ward in damn near, what, 4 years now. So, no. We're not going to do that. And like I said, this is the type of guy that we need, you know what I'm saying, to make this offense really,
ooh,
really
Covey?
Roll on all those. Yeah,
it's like 5'8", a buck 65.
I know you're looking at that, but I'm looking. You know what I'm looking at? I'm looking at what's the little guy that played for Buffalo right now that was with Dallas?
Cole Beasley.
Yeah. Dope.
That stuff is a problem. That bothers you. It's like a you know that.
That's gonna be Rager.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'm okay with comedy hours sometimes. But come on, you know what I mean? Rager, listen.
I'm just messing with you.
I'm just messing with you, man. You do know what the most valuable Philadelphian thing is for people just tuning in? City Council actually declared. Yeah, they gave it to him. They made a declaration and they made him the most valuable Philadelphian. So
who
are you voting for then? Is it Jalen Hurts?
It's the Duke. You better know it. It's the Duke.
Did get us in the playoffs last year. Wow. He did.
Yeah, not only that, but
it's 31-0 in the playoff game.
But I'm just saying, when you look at his, like, what he means and what he brings to this team.
Gardner Minshew could have taken them to the playoffs last year. They can't be the MVP.
Slow down. You did see Gardner Minshew throw the ball. So let's not act like with all the, you know, after that Dallas game, everybody, you never even heard Gardner Minshew's name mentioned until just now.
Yeah, maybe you heard it in that playoff game. All right, Wade. I hadn't Googled Brenton Covey's name or his image, and I'm taking a look at the picture.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure anymore.
You're impressed?
Jack, have you done the same? Do you know what he looks like? I mean,
Brenton Covey?
Yeah. I don't know, like the official, it's for NFL Draft Buzz. I guess this is like his official Utah, I don't know what year this is, but it doesn't look like an NFL player to me. Now, there's a picture with a helmet on, and he's tatted up, and it's like, maybe he could be that.
I can't take anyone seriously with the first name Britton. Like, that's...
I know, it doesn't roll off your... Britton Covey doesn't roll off your tongue when you're...
Like, when Merrill, like... Brenton Covey.
Oh, Merrill's going to love him.
Oh, you know Merrill loves him.
Oh, Merrill's already all in, isn't he?
I think Merrill's going to love him.
Yeah, he looks like a dork. If I had to.
Oh, come on, man.
He does.
Although he was born 3 days after me, so he's clearly a winner.
So he's 5'8", 170.
Yeah, he's already won in life, Jack.
Is he taller than you, John? I mean.
He's listed at 5'8", so that would be no. If he listed at 5'8", he's 5'5", for sure.
I can't wait for the Devin Allen, Britton Covey camp
showdown.
Battle.
Yeah, the camp battle.
By the way, he's 25 years old, so he must have went on a mission
or
something.
Mission?
Yeah, he went on one of the missions.
That's awesome.
So he's already old. He should be ready to play.
At least they didn't take him in the first round.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a good point by you.
Let's go to Pat. Pat's calling from Perkasy, Pennsylvania. Pat, how are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing today? Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Pat. What's Happy up, Friday.
Pat? Yeah, you too. Disturbing. The other day, a guy called and was talking about Jalen Hurts and saying that we'll never need him to really throw a 40-yard or a 50-yard pass. And that's just been driving me crazy because there's no way we need that. You need that burst and that big jump ahead of teams. I don't get it.
Well, he can throw a 40 or a 50-yard pass, but he can't do it the same way the quarterbacks that I think about throw it, right? Like Ike said this earlier, and he's right. He's just got to be a better quarterback with anticipation and throwing a little bit earlier and trying to put it in tight windows. He doesn't have a lot of confidence making those throws where you need to get that ball out right away and boom, put it right on the receiver. He doesn't have confidence in his arm. But he's not a noodle arm. He just doesn't have.
Yeah.
He's probably. What do you think? Like he's not a like half like as far as 32 quarterbacks, is he 16 in arm strength? Ike, is he somewhere around there?
Yeah, 16 or below.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, it'll be closer to 20. Yeah. I mean, that's part of the reason why he went in the second round.
Yeah.
The arm strength. You know, that they judge quarterbacks on that, obviously, and that's important to them. And so we don't necessarily throw the ball with the right amount of zip on it. You know, those balls get picked off in this league. Those balls get tipped in this league. The windows are a lot tighter in this league, so you almost have to throw with anticipation to get the ball there. You almost like you're throwing receivers open. You're throwing a guy open versus waiting for a guy to get open. And that's the step that Jalen has to take in year three. Like, that's the step he has to take in year three. And I'm happy that at least they gave him the weapons that he'll be able to do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's so much harder to judge how good a quarterback is when you don't have the right tools around him.
Yeah, there's a built-in excuse before if you go with Quez Watkins and Devontae, and that's the offense.
Yeah, because some of it is on them.
Yeah.
Like, Quez Watkins isn't A.J. Brown, so he isn't as good. So you need a guy like A.J. Brown who's going to make Devontae Smith even better. You know, you got to cheat that safety over there to A.J. Brown's side. You know what else is going to happen? That means there's only seven men in the box to stop the run.
Yeah.
So now Miles Sanders, Boston Scott, those guys in the backfield have a chance to go up against a seven-man front versus an eight-man front, which is what they had to do in the Tampa game because there was no real threat to throw the ball. That's why they couldn't run it.
Yep. Yeah, they said, "No, we're not going to let you
do
this. Now
run
what?"
Today. Yeah, throw it.
And they were. Yeah. I put that on Sirianni.
Yep.
Big time.
Or the lack of talent that they had.
And, yeah, I mean, exactly. Yeah, yeah, the Eagles just had no shot that day. Did that call happen? Was that Elliot or Joe Giglio that said those things the other day when we weren't working the show?
Oh, is that
I heard there was
about?
A lot of shenanigans going on
with
Wednesday.
Those two.
Yes, and Jack. Jack actually sounded like the voice of reason,
per usual.
Oh. Oh, I didn't hear about this. What?
I just had to keep them in line. I mean,
yeah, Giglio with his takes.
Did they do the Wentz stuff?
They did a little bit of Wentz. Giglio was saying that he'd rather have Hurt starting on this team than Kyler.
He went all the way in. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You know, Freudian slip where he said, I take Kyler, and then he's like, no, I mean Hurts.
Okay.
I picked up on it.
Wade and Joe Giglio want people to believe.
Now, hold on. Where's Elliot at?
Yeah, what was
in all of this? Where's he at?
Well, he was saying, I think he's more out on Hurts than we give him
credit. He was more worried about talking about his shirt from his bachelor party.
And he was doing the Gannon thing.
Yeah,
he was doing the whole stuff.
He went the Gannon route.
Yeah, but how, like, you were the top 10 defense last year, and, like, they were actually good. And I labeled the quarterbacks. He's like, well, they also faced six elite quarterbacks. They were down like a combined 100 to nothing in first quarter.
Yeah, how'd the defense look in those games?
Yeah, how'd we look in those games?
Well, speaking of Elliott, guess who's coming up next? His reaction to the Bradberry signing, does he agree that Howie Roseman is the most valuable Philadelphian? And does Jalen have to win a playoff game to be back?
Mm.
We'll get into it all with Ellie. Your phone calls next segment as well. Don't go anywhere. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP. Hey, listen, BetMGM's pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Reds are using code MARKS200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 money line wager on any Major League Baseball game. And if either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. So sign up today and find out why nothing beats a win at the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.